Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates have reached a deal which establishes full diplomatic ties between the two countries. As part of the deal, Israel will suspend its plan to annex parts of the West Bank. This is according to President Trump. He calls the deal an historic agreement. With us now is Bloomberg International government reporter David Wehner. David, thanks for being with us. How important and what is the importance of this deal?
This deal, as it's been touted by President Trump, is truly historic. I think what we don't know yet are the details. The leader of the UAE tweeted out saying, you know, this deal has essentially will stop Israel from annexing Palestinian territories. And he said that the details are going to be worked out on bilateral ties. So I think there's a lot to be worked out still. But if this is true, as it seems to be, this is a big deal.
Have we heard from the Palestinians yet about this deal? Have they reacted?
The Palestinians were meeting as of the last few minutes and were soon to be putting out a statement, but we haven't heard yet.
President Trump says he expects other countries to normalize relations with Israel now. Any indication this is true, or what do you think will happen?
Well, there are several Gulf countries that have been quietly getting closer to Israel over the years. Bahrain is one of them. Obviously, the largest one of them is Saudi Arabia. They've all been talking and working together with Israel. And one of the reasons for that is they all want to work together to counter Iran. Iran is really sort of the elephant in the room of this deal. Both the UAE and Israel, but also these other countries that the Trump administration is hinting at, they all are concerned about Iran's growing role in the region and support for proxies. So this is what this is all about.
So that's the motivation, then, you're saying, for UAE?
Correct.
So do you, and we'll really do a little future casting here, then are we building toward a Middle Eastern bloc, Israel and Arab countries against Iran, do you think?
I think so. I mean, quietly and informally, that bloc has already existed for a few years. And in a way, you could argue that President Obama's Iran deal sort of spurred that bloc on to a certain extent, because both the Gulf countries and Israel were unhappy with Obama's deal. When President Trump came in and he abandoned the Iran deal, he sort of was really helping Israel and these Arab countries come together and coalesce around that. So that bloc has been there, but there's a limit to what that bloc can really do, right? Saudi Arabia still hasn't followed. Saudi Arabia still doesn't have normalized relations with Israel, and there's no trade between Israel and a lot of these countries. But there's no question that this is a major achievement. But the devil will be in the details. Will there be trade, commercial relations between Israel and the UAE, as the Trump administration is saying? Will Israelis be able to fly directly to Dubai, as Jared Kushner said it during a briefing today? All these things, if they really do come to pass, this is a big deal.
All right. Bloomberg International government reporter David Wehner, thank you so much.
With pleasure.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.